Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all to do,
3, 4,
it's time for all of your together, rock and rolls in your rolling rock, sing your rhymes to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get a precise and mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I clap. Count 1, 2,
tell me what
y'all
to do. 3, 4,
it's time for all your
suggestions.
Rock and roll's in your
rolling
rock.
Sing
your
rhymes
to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get a precise mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. Was solid as a rock, shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Rail, yeah. My people's in a place, tell me how to start.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Sing your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to move the beat. Rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tracy Bell, of course, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is, do men have a sense of entitlement without the desire to meet expectations? Do men, I'm going to say it again, have a sense of entitlement without the desire to meet expectations? The entitlement mentality is a state of mind in which an individual comes to believe that privileges are rights and that they are to be expected as a matter of course, while expectations the prospects of what we expect in return to attain. So, do men have a sense of entitlement without the desire to meet expectations? Well, this was the question my guest tonight asked some weeks ago on Instagram. So, of course, we couldn't pass up the opportunity to turn her question into a conversation. And tonight's guest is a fierce and fiery author, speaker, and personal empowerment advocate. Trust me, she is. She's a dedicated daughter, friend, mother of three, and a political commentator for Sky News Australia. She's also been published in Jet and is an official correspondent for the Six Brown Chicks featured on the Oprah Winfrey Network, author of Naked Girls. She is also a former ordained minister with over 15 years of empowerment experience, and she's no stranger, after all, to this show. So I welcome back to the conversation, Conversations of a Sister, Miss Shamika Michelle. Shamika, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back. How are you?
I'm okay, Shamika. First off, let me just say this. I love you. I respect and appreciate you for your daily insight and commentary on various topics you address throughout social media. I have to say that first and foremost, because there are times when I am literally on the floor after listening to one of your PSAs. So I often look forward to what you have to add. So I'm so glad to have you come on the show tonight so we can talk about this topic. So Shamika, tell me, what do you believe entitlement in relationships should be, if any at all?
So I definitely believe everyone should come to the relationship with expectations. So when the question is asked, do men have a sense of entitlement without a desire to meet expectations? I really think the problem is that men have a sense of entitlement without a requirement to meet expectations. So I do think everyone should come, you know, with a sense of expectation, but we should also have requirements of one another that I feel sometimes women fail to have. Like, women are almost afraid to require that the man meet her expectations. And I think that's where we're falling short. So I've always been told that people will do what you allow. So if you allow that man to come to you with no requirements from you, that's on you as a female. And so I do think men sit around and they become comfortable and they don't want to bring anything to the table, or they don't bring, you know, they only will, if you don't require anything, they're not going to just give it to you a lot of times.
Exactly.
And so that's what I think the issue is. You know, I feel like men, if you set the standard, if they like you enough, they will meet it.
Mm. So Shamika,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
A lot of women, you said a lot of women don't set expectations. Do you think that's because they are afraid of how their expectations are going to be received?
Oh, most certainly. I definitely think so. You know, I feel like sometimes for whatever reasons, women will feel like, oh, if I ask for this, I'll lose him. But guess what? You don't have him anyway if you don't have the things that you need from him. So I do think a lot of times women are afraid to ask for what they want, whether it's maybe they don't feel worthy of it. But, you know, I came to an epiphany myself that I was tired of trying to be superwoman for men that were content with being Clark Kent. You know, I'm not going to be going above and beyond when you can't give me that same thing. And so I think women have to stop being afraid and stop worrying about whether or not you will lose him. It's not about being argumentative, or, you know, you're not bickering, you're not pestering him. It's about saying, this is what I need in order for you to get what it is you need from me. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
Exactly, because I know in a relationship, I mean, I have a sense of entitlement to the things like faithfulness, honesty, communication, and someone who actually makes the effort to make things work in a relationship. And a lot of times, a lot of women, they don't get that. The guy starts out doing it, but it's not something that he's consistent with. And I think that when that happens, it is because this is maybe how they really are, or how the man really is. And I think that if it comes down to that, there is, like, no consistency, then this is not his makeup. And to me, that's a red flag right there. But do you think that some men have this sense of entitlement because it is their mentality? Like, they think that because they are a man, they are entitled to this. It's just their mentality.
I do think so, and I think we've played into that, you know, how we say, oh, there's more men than there are, I mean, there's more women than there are men. So men have their kids, and, you know, yeah, and so it's almost as if it's training us as women that we have to settle because we feel like, oh, my God, if I don't hurry up and just get with someone, there's not going to be enough men to go around. I'm not buying into that. Like, I really believe I can have what it is that I desire in a man. I'm not worried about them running out, you know, from 21 to 55, whatever. There's enough men for me to be able to have my choice. I'm not worried. I'm not going to fall into that state of fear that I just have to settle for anything. And so I think a lot of times men do feel like, you know, they walk around kind of cocky and arrogant, like
yes,
they're the best thing since sliced bread.
Yes.
And it's like,
yes,
no, you're not.
That's right.
Which, I mean, you know, I love men. I think they are amazing. But they have to know that the woman is a prize as well.
Yes. Yes. But you know, Shamika, I just love your name, Shamika Michelle. So I just have it just rolls off my lips. But I really think that a lot of men, the reason why they have this attitude that they are the prize is because, you know, we as women, we do treat some men like that. And you have some women who accept what they're being dished because of that attitude. It is, to me, it has everything to do with your self-worth. Well, what am I going to tolerate? What will I put up with? And to be honest with you, we did read a lot of the comments that you received after posing that question. And that was the first thing I saw. Someone said, well, there's a shortage in men. I was like, oh, I knew that was going to come. So because there's a shortage in men, you think that there's certain things that you have to accept. And I think that when we have this mentality that there's a shortage in men and that we think that way, we give in to that sense of entitlement that men have, that they have the upper hand because there are more of them. And it's funny that you say that because when I was out with my girlfriends the other week, they said the exact same thing. I'm sorry. I'll never give in to that. I'll never believe that. I'll never accept that because of this, I have to take this. They said the exact same thing. So I think that when we as women start to think differently and to have this same attitude, I think the tables can turn. But it's all about what you're willing to tolerate. Because what you start off with, as you stated, that's what will continue. So let me just say this. Do you believe that right now, in order for, I want to say, the mentality to be, or the attitude to be grasped, and that there is some type of balance, do you think that the conversation has to change, or the conversation should be shifted? Because you have a lot of men who are also touting that same belief, that there are more men than women, so a lot of you women are not going to have the choice. So my thing is, where does balance begin?
That's a good question, and I think that it's just really up to the woman to make up her mind and decide what it is that she wants and what it is she believes she's worthy of having. Like, I can't tell another woman that you have to want more. If you are willing to accept Clark Kent walking around the office, fumbling over the copy machine, not knowing if he's coming or going, then you accept Clark Kent. But as for me, Superman is the one that's going to catch my eye. So I think that it's going to have to happen on an individual basis, because the woman has to, you know, she has to know her worth. She has to know what she brings to the table. And I found that a lot of men are very focused on finances and material things. Whereas for me, finances are good, but I don't care about six figures. What I need a man to do is to understand a six-letter word, which is honesty. You know, are you going to tell the truth? Are you loyal? Are you playing games? Like, I'm too old to be playing games. I need a man that knows what he wants, and I need him to be honest about that. Because I can deal with truth. You tell me the truth, and you let me decide how I want to move forward in truth. Because when you don't, then you make me feel like you think I'm too ignorant to make an intelligent decision based on what's real, so you have to tell me a lie. And so I just think women on an individual basis have to decide what it is they feel they're worthy of.
You're absolutely right. So those of you who may be just tuning in, we're talking with Miss Shamika Michelle. Do men have a sense of entitlement without a desire to meet expectations? So, Shamika, do you think that when men lose the desire to meet expectations, there's no challenge there? Do you feel like the challenge is gone? So that's why the desire is not there?
Yeah, I think, and I don't want to liken men to children at all, but do you know that, like, have you noticed when there's a child that's, like, disruptive and unruly, you know, you can come in as an adult and be very stern with them, and they take to that. They actually appreciate someone, you know, who requires more of them. And so to me, I think, and it goes for men or women, I think that someone that has that requirement, the person, if they are worth the time of day, they will rise to the occasion, and they don't have a problem with that. You know, if they are a worthy man or worth your time, he appreciates a woman who wants him to be his best self. Just as I appreciate a man who wants me to be my best self. I don't want a man that is okay with me, you know, being in the same place I was 2 years ago.
Yes.
I need to feel that he has expectations for me to grow and evolve and be better. And so I have those same expectations. And I think that's where we fall short sometimes. You know, we will be comfortable with someone being, if you are in the same place that you were 2 years ago, I'm not going to continue to hear you say, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. Well, what have you done in the last 2 years to become an entrepreneur? You have to do something. I was in a relationship with with a man who said he wanted to own his own business. For 2.5 years, he didn't even go and get an assumed name. That is $15. How can you tell me that you want to own your own business, but you haven't taken one step to do that? But then tell me, oh, I'm intimidating. I have so much going on. Well, that's because you have nothing going on. So, of course, I'm going to be intimidating, because I'm about my business and I'm making moves, and I'm not comfortable with being where I was 2 years ago.
Girl, you better preach. Girl, you better preach, because you do know that a lot of women are comfortable with relationships being stagnant. I know some women that's been engaged for like 15, 40, 20 years. It's like, really? Uh-uh. Is that ever going to happen? And you're right. It's all about what a woman will accept. But at the same time, where is the growth? Because growth is proof that the relationship and the people in the relationship are evolving. So you just spoke a mouthful right there, and you are absolutely correct. We are too old in this stage of the game to not know what we want and what we are entitled to. So I think that's just real deep what you just said, but it is definitely the truth. Shamika, what made you think about this particular topic of discussion, because I think that is one that's not had often, and I think it's because a lot of women don't feel comfortable having it based upon what they are accepting in their relationships. So what made you, or what gave you thought for tonight's topic?
I was going through my phone, and I get people sending me, you know, DMs or emails all the time, and I don't always post them right away, but I may screenshot them or save them. And so I was going through my phone looking for something to post while simultaneously having my own epiphany. So it's like when this came up, I'm like, oh, yes, I have to post this, because I definitely feel like in times past, I don't feel like I failed to have those expectations, because I definitely cut them off, you know, kick them to the curb, whatever you want to say. But, you know, I do feel like, you know, it's a constant thing that we have to do constantly. Like, we have to constantly say, no, this is what I want. This is what I, you know, I'm not going to settle for anything less.
Right.
And even when it looks like, oh, I may be alone, you have to know, I am going to get what it is that I want, and I'm willing to wait. A lot of times we're afraid to wait, you know, and I think that you just have to be steadfast, immovable, and know that if I want A, B, C, D, I am not accepting A, B, and D. You got to have A, B, C, D, period. And I had a friend of mine that said to me, you know, I don't feel like I'm asking for a lot, but she said, You think you might need to lower your standards? And I'm like, lower my standards? I'm asking for, you know, I read my list and I think it's basic to want a man that's honest, to want a man that's trustworthy, that's loving, that's compassionate. Why should I have to lower that? No, I'll wait. And a lot of times that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to wait. And we feel like, oh, we better catch the first thing smoking. No, thank you. I'll pass. You know, sometimes I'm hungry. Somebody may say, let me take you to dinner. But, you know, I got to know, is it really worth going to dinner with them? Am I interested? I know that I'm not. He was in the bar, could barely stand up. He was so drunk. That's not what I want. So I'm willing to wait. And, you know, I think a lot of times as women as well, we don't know what we want. And unless we know what we want, we can't set those expectations. We don't know what they are.
Exactly. And a lot of times women get out there without knowing, and then they have to come back and they realize, well, wow, this is not what I want. I made a mistake. So it's like, until you know yourself and you know what you want, you should not step out there in it, because you wind up jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. I mean, your sense of the topic is very true, and it is very deep. And I think that a lot of women sometimes they can't relate. And I think it's because a lot of times they are desperate or they are on timelines, and that is the worst thing to be on. And it takes growth and stability to be in a place of comfort in knowing that my mind is made up. And once my mind is made up, I will not accept anything less. So I just really appreciate the topic, and I thank you so much for coming on tonight, because trust me, my blog is on fire about this conversation, because they felt like it is something that women don't talk about enough. And in my opinion, I think women don't talk about it enough because they're not comfortable in talking about it. And I think that is because of what they're accepting. There's a lot of women that are accepting a lot of bull. So because they are, this is a conversation that they don't want to have.
Right. And you know what? Also, too, I think society, and I'll just speak for myself, I think sometimes society makes you feel bad for saying, I want a man or I need a man. And for me, I don't need him, of course, to be, or, you know, in him, I don't want to have my being. I don't want to, you know, need him to breathe. I don't want that. But I don't have a problem saying, I want a man, and it doesn't make me feel like I look weak. You know, I feel like I'm strong enough to say, oh, no, this is what I want. And because this is what I want and this is what I feel like I need, this is what I need you to be for me. And
that's
I have
right.
no problem saying, when I'm having a bad day, I need a man that can be encouraging.
Yes.
I need a man that
yes.
can be comforting. I need a man
yes.
that can speak life into me when I feel like
yes.
I'm dying. I need that. So I'm
yes.
not going to walk around and feel like I have to be quiet about what it is I desire and what I need. And I'm not going to suffer in silence, feeling like I'm afraid to ask because I think I'm going to run him away. If that runs him away, he's not the one for me anyway.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And it's a lot of women who do not realize that. So you spoke a wealth of information. So in the meantime, in the between time, how can my listeners and my readers just find out more about you? Because you, Lord knows I follow you on IG, Facebook. I follow you everywhere. Just tell my listeners how they can find you.
They can find me. We have a website, thenakedgirls.com. On Facebook and Instagram, we're The Naked Girls, and that's girls with a Z. And also on Twitter. And then, of course, I also have my personal page, which is Shamika Michelle. I'm The Shamika Michelle on Instagram, but on Twitter is Shamika Michelle.
Awesome. Shamika, what advice do you have for women? Because I just received a question from one of my blog readers. What advice do you have for women who are waiting in the meantime? That's what she said, who are waiting in the meantime.
Enjoy life. Don't put any stipulations on yourself. And this is what I tell people. If you wake up today and there's this man you like and you want to spend time with him, spend time with him. If tomorrow you decide you don't like him and you don't want to talk to him, then tomorrow don't talk to him. And it just, mm-hmm. because they don't have a problem changing their mind. We're the ones that feel like, you know, we can't change our mind. If you're waiting in the meantime, just enjoy life or do whatever it is that makes you happy, whatever that is. It may involve a man. It may not. You know, I enjoy spending time with my children. I enjoy sitting outside watching the birds. In the meantime, I enjoy writing, of course. There's so many things I want to do professionally that I can
yes.
occupy my time.
Yes.
And then if I get
yes.
to spend time with someone that I like, you know, of the male persuasion, great. And if, you know, I'm not rushing, I've been married before, and I just may, for some women, they feel like, okay, well, you know what it's like. I don't, you know, if they've never been married, then they're like, but I want to be married. For me, I don't care about being married. I've already
mm-hmm.
done that. I know what it's like to stand at the altar and have somebody make a bunch of promises to you that they are not going to keep. So I don't care about the marriage certificate anymore. I need somebody that is willing to make an agreement that they are going to keep and understand that regardless of what comes our way, I am going to be there for you and you're going to be there for me. I need that type
exactly.
of commitment. I don't care about
yes.
you signing a piece of paper in front of a pastor with a witness. That means nothing to me. I need a commitment in your soul. If I don't have that, I don't need you.
Wow. Shamika, I'm out of time. Girl, I got to have you back. I thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I will most definitely be having you back. Thank you so much for sharing with us and engaging in this hot conversation.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We'll talk soon. Listeners, there you have it, Shamika Michelle. I ran out of time, but you can always catch the rewind. Until next week, good night. Bye-bye.
I made time. Had you Mm-hmm.